In business and in sports, we don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of our systems. And a lot of people fail to create the systems, and then the systems create failure. When we fuse the faith in fundamentals and in business financial literacy, we replace anxiety with timing and alignment and transform our short-term victories into long-term leadership. These lessons today, which just email me, I'm happy to send, are a blueprint for purpose in motion. They shift your focus from chasing outcomes of being happy when to building outcomes through gratitude and service and daily disciplined action. If you apply them with intention, you won't just play the game better, you'll change the game forever and for everyone around you. The first lesson about transforming this competition into a calling is compete with your potential, not the person next to you. Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparing yourself to rivals will interfere with the infinite amount of energy, intuition, inspiration, and intelligence, and will create a resistance in a realm of scarcity. Competing with your potential and looking determinative of the inventory of skills, knowledge, and desires will build your ability to be consistent, confident, comfortable, and will compound the growth exponentially. So many studies of rival, when I'm coaching athletes, so many times when they're studying rival highlights all night, results in showing up anxious. After shifting a healthy dose of KPIs that are personal instead of comparative, these athletes have an enormous acceleration and advancement in their performance. They perform better, freer, faster, and are at ease. The percentages of performance increase exponentially for those who study their own personal KPIs instead of their rivals' highlight films. We need a quantitative analysis. We need to measure, and the scoreboard is a measurement for feedback, but it is not your identity. The scoreboard is not your identity. We need to ask ourselves, did we do our best according to the circumstances? What did we learn? And did we have fun? Were we able to be consistent, confident, comfortable? Because that's what will create the exponentiality. Progress against your own standards unlocks your peak performance. When we can quantify the progress against your own inventory, this is what will unlock your peak performance. Define your personal KPIs. Is it technique? Is it effort? Is it attitude? Utilize those KPIs to analyze every session to quantify measurement of progress, not perfection. Set a quote-unquote win today target. Examples, you know, I will do 200 of the footwork reps perfectly until I stop, or I'll make 20 free throws before I stop. Utilize some sort of journal log to quantify and analyze the daily progress and review it with a mentor so that you can get feedback from the failures and create the improvement in the progress and celebrate it, not perfection. When we compete with our potential, we will forget about the person next to us and we will perform exponentially better. The second lesson is to be a steward of your own brand before you monetize it. Today, so many people talk about comparing to a vapor of this is what I want people to think I am. Try to monetize a brand before they are a steward of it. Intentional branding, community building, protects our reputations, and it expands our long-term opportunity, options, and touches of favor. Intentional branding will create progress, not a false sense of perfection, of this is what I want people to think I am, or even worse, this is what people think I think I am. We need to do a brand audit and make sure that we reset our values to attract better opportunities, options, and touches of favor. We need to use the AAA strategy before monetizing. And if you like this AAA strategy of alignment first, then community building action, then preparation of adjustment in order to monetize last. The right partnerships will pay you twice. It'll pay you in trust and in revenue. When we have the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, we get paid twice in all of our efforts, actions, and relationships. Find your own brand creed. Use a brand agency, use ChatGPT, use your own intuition, intelligence, and inspiration of what that creed may be. Is it faith, family, service, sportsmanship, sleep? Is it make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun? Make sure that you know your brand essence and can articulate it into a creed. Create a go, no go plan or a sponsor checklist. Make sure that the mission allows the commissions to follow. Make sure we're aligned with our values and our mission. Make sure we're aligned with audience benefit. Make sure we're aligned with legal and financial clarity. Then take action, then prepare for adjustment. Now you can monetize that community if you are a steward of your brand before you monetize it. Build a simple media kit. If anybody want an example of our media kit, we'd be happy to send it to you. David@dmeltzer.com, along with the training here and, of course, the AAA strategy. Make sure that you hit credibility. Make sure you hit the emotional attachment. Make sure you hit the reasons, the impacts, and the capabilities. Have a bio and the values and metrics that indicate the community impact as well as the revenue impact, so that you can articulate either in the media kit as stimulating interest, transition interest, sharing a vision, or even managing and developing that vision with a go-no-go plan. Make sure that you are practicing every single day. Role play with yourself in the mirror and on your phone. Practice with others. Practice a comfortable and confident way of saying no. Obviously, this isn't the right time. When it is, let me know. Utilize the three no rule and practice it. Utilizing the three no rule will give you two benefits. One, it will accelerate people who want to move forward to saying yes, but it also 50% of the time or so, you'll never hear from the people again, which I believe is more valuable in the time, emotion, and value in a pipeline analysis and performance thereof. But you need to practice saying no with grace. If you'd like any of that information, just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. This is not the right time. When it is, let me know. Be a steward of your brand. Know your essence. Know your skills, your knowledge, and desires. Know your capability. Don't oversell, back-end sell, lie, manipulate, or cheat. Just stay aligned, take action, and prepare for adjustment. The truth vibrates the fastest. And if you don't know your brand, and you're not a steward of it, you will not be able to monetize it, analyze it, quantify it, or articulate it. Be a steward of your brand before you monetize it. Number three, turn your attention into education. Moments will fade. Minutes and moments will fade. Skills are what scale. Capturing content without converting it to a curriculum, to education, wastes your platform. It is education that creates intention, that creates the coincidences on and off the field, coinciding what you want in an accelerated, aggregated, compounding fashion. Clips will become bite-sized modules that you have captured. Some platforms, to stimulate interest, it has to be less than 3 seconds. We need gratitude reps. We need financial basics. We need safe ways to protect our name, image, and likeness. We want teams, leagues, organizations, companies, executives to rewatch, retain, and repeat. The human learns by repetition and honesty. If we don't capture our essence into education and we are not repetitive, they will not rewatch, they will not retain, and they will not repeat. That is what scales. That is what scales. We need these gratitude reps to make sure that we are scaling what those skills, knowledge, and desire are, because highlights, they fade. Moments, they fade. We need to capture our lessons and convert them into stories so that we can adhere or align them utilizing the AAA strategy with our systems. When our content becomes teachable steps, the impact becomes repeatable and exponential. What you pay attention to, lessons that we've learned that resonate with you, making you feel a certain way, and what you give intention to by saying, doing, thinking, feeling, and believing it in a repeatable wash and rinse philosophy will create coincidences that you desire or even better. But we need teachable steps. Step by step, not only telling and teaching the lesson, but converting the stories that eventually will align with the systems. After every capture, let's document takeaways. The do, don't, and why for the sake of what. I have a capture folder that when somebody says something that resonates with me, which means I feel strongly about it, either positively or negatively. So it's not just when somebody says something like you're humble or you're about to be. That statement knocked me to my knees. It resonated so much and still does with me. But when we're in disagreement, when someone says something that's like a Tabasco in a wound, we want to make sure that we get these takeaways. We put them into a capture folder. We align them with stories and then align those with the systems in order to educate and to propagate and to practice and to monetize it. When we produce these lessons from the lives that we do into a variant amount of time and then share them on each and every platform to be shared by each and every platform, we create an exponential system to align with the stories and the lessons that we have captured. Make sure that you are publishing your plays of the week, the micro lessons to your community. Here's what I learned this week, and here's the stories to explain them, the teachable steps to implement them, and a repeatable system to utilize them. Track the consumption of that content with the KPIs that are important to you. It may not be the how many, it may be the who. And apply the why. Look for the failures, the lessons, the setbacks, the defining moments, the resistance to give you feedback on getting you to where you want to be. Or better. Lesson number 4. Of course, lead with gratitude. Gratitude is your perspective of finding the light, the love, and the lessons of learning to love what you don't like or love about what you love, but finish with value and service. Gratitude will clear the fear. It will shorten the distance of resistance with wisdom and faith. But it is value and service that will dissolve the reaction to that fear. Together, they create gratitude and service, a resilient, persistent, consistent leader. Teams that lead with gratitude communicate, collaborate, and coordinate better, and they recover faster from adversity, knowing that the solution is in that adversity. It's just a lapse of time until we get to the resolution. Or the resolution. All teams start with practice, and let your practice be the thankful three, or the thankful 10, or the thankful journal, or saying thank you before you go to bed or when you wake up. But it should end with a small service action to clean up, shout outs, something of service and of value to others. We start with the practice of gratitude, we finish with the service action. Gratitude is undeniably the fastest way to change the way you look at things. And when you change the way you look at things, as Wayne Dyer and Zanders and many others say, to change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's the fastest way to change your perspective, to find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything, every event, every person, every circumstance, to learn to love what you don't like or love about what you love and what you don't love. Although it's the fastest way to change your perspective, service of value is the fastest way to change your environment. We only feel at our highest self when we are able and capable of helping others, and it is valued service that illustrates and creates that value. Let's open every meeting and every huddle with one thankful thing that either a coach, an athlete, or everyone can articulate. Let's close our huddles and team meetings and other events with one service, a micro task, an ask. Support our associates, our mentors, our teachers, our teammates. Pick up gear, clean up a room, leave it better than you found it. We want to make sure that we schedule service days to reflect on the lessons learned and to share the acknowledge that which is resonating with us. Track our gratitude. Track the reps. Can't measure it, you can't improve it. Track our physical reps, the service that we provide. We want to lead with gratitude. The ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything, everyone, every event, every circumstance. We want to learn to love what we don't like or love, about what we love and about what we don't love. But we want to finish with valued service. And we will lead with gratitude and finish with service every day. The fifth lesson is to create and build, co-create a life stack with our faith, with our non-negotiables, fundamentals, and even our financial literacy. Fame without foundation fails. So many times we see people living in, this is what I want people to think I am, some sort of famous realm of living in the, this is what I want people to think I am, instead of I am, instead of creating a durable life stack that will protect, promote, love, and perfect the decisions when things don't go as planned, when God laughs at you. It is this faith of something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves us, protects us, promotes us, and perfects us at all times, even if we don't understand it, because there's no evidence that we're going to get to where we want to be, or the evidence is even contrary to there. I remember specifically when I lost everything, over $100 million, and had to tell my mom that I went bankrupt, but even worse, I had lost her house in the bankruptcy. The only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her that house. And yet, I was protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. I wouldn't be here 18 years later. Probably wouldn't have survived, but for the lessons of what I didn't understand. So many athletes with a simple budget, an emergency fund, an NIL contract, have checklists, and they try to avoid, through trust and vetting, a predatory deal, and use their funds instead for training and sustainability. Creating a life stack, fundamental, faith, and financial literacy. It is stability that creates speed. The stronger your base, the faster and farther you can go. So many of us take shortcuts, but I promise you, when you cut the line, you will have to go to the back of the line. Stability is what creates speed. The stronger the base, the faster and further you go. The further you go, the less you know. Faith. Make sure you have a minimum amount of time on your faith. These non-negotiables every day. Prayer, meditation, and intention for the day. Utilize your faith when things don't go the way that you plan. And utilize your faith to create humility when it does. Reminding yourself, with all the successes, that you are either humble or you're about to be. Don't end up lonely in your trophy room. It's not a good place to be. Fundamentals. have your non-negotiables of all the things that God tells us we need for the human experience. The human experience is defined by when our heart starts and when it stops. It's separated by 24 hours. In between those, we know if we don't breathe, our heart will stop. So have fundamental skills for breathing. We know if we don't eat, our heart will stop. So have fundamental skills, non-negotiable skills every day for eating. We know if we don't drink, our heart will stop. So have fundamental skills on making sure we hydrate ourselves appropriately. If we don't move, our heart will stop. Make sure we have fundamental skills for movement. And finally, most importantly, a third of your life is spent sleeping. If you don't sleep, your heart will stop. So create fundamentals, non-negotiables with sleeping. Financial literacy. Build a 50-30-20 plan, which I'll be happy to send to you. 50% of this is what I need. 30%, this is what I want. 20% is what I save. Open separate accounts to create this life stack of faith fundamentals and financial literacy. 50% is what I need. 30% is what I want. 20% is what I save. And review these with a mentor, a financial mentor, to give you different options, opportunities, and touches of favor. If the 50-30-20 doesn't work, you can use a 70-20-10 plan. It doesn't matter, but you need all three, the needs, the wants, and the savings. Live to that. Don't live beyond it. It'll be the faith, the fundamental, the financial literacy that gets you to where you want to be or better, that will aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially, especially if you start young. Know your inventory. Where do I align with my timing and risk tolerance, the start, the stop, and the continue in each of the pillars of faith, fundamentals, and financial literacy? Build the life stack and practice it, and you will turn that competition into a calling. When we look at champions of competition, champions aren't defined by those trophies. They're revealed by their behaviors. Leading with gratitude and finishing with service, creating measurements for progress against your own potential, understanding the lessons that we had today with AAA and with the go-no-go plan, and competing with that potential, not the person next to you, knowing when you can be with the person next to you, it is a thief of joy. Be a steward of your brand before you monetize it. Take alignment, action, adjustment, building a community of people with trust and revenue. Know your essence, your brand creed. Know the mission fit, the audience benefit, the legal and financial clarity. Have a media kit with your own credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, and capabilities. Practice saying no with grace. The more successful you are, the more options, opportunities, and touches of favor you have. This isn't the right time. When it is, I'll let you know, or you let me know. Turn our attention and intention into education. It becomes repeatable. Convert the lessons into stories and the stories into systems. Utilize the do, don't, and why for the sake of what. Leading with gratitude and finishing with service will build a life stack of faith fundamentals and financial literacy. Measure it. Protect your brand with your values. Convert those moments into teachable modules and stack faith fundamentals and financial literacy so pressure becomes a privilege, not a problem. So many of us live outside of our comfort zone into an anxiety zone, and the pressure constricts our capabilities. This training of competition, turning competition into a calling, is more than a playbook. It's a path. You need to do the reps. You need to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. Get it in alignment, action and adjustment, with who you truly are, not who you want people to think you are. Dissipate that energy gap. You'll earn the only ROI, the return on investment that matters. It is the impact that outlives that final score. Let's build leaders who compete with purpose and partner with their future, not with what they think or wish people think they are. This has been the Napoleon Hill training of turning competition into a calling. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.